Radio station, News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill, W261 CY Rock Hill, the voice of your county.
An OTS media station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. A wonderful, well, I don't know about that, day in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
It can be.
If the rain goes out.
It's supposed to move out by afternoon.
It's already gone. I've already looked at the weather. No more rain today.
We had more last night than I thought we had. We didn't have any. It didn't even start raining much again until about 8 o'clock, but by 10:30 it was coming down pretty good.
I was night night by then, but I did go check my rain gauge this morning.
First time
we had just under 1.5 inches yesterday. So
really,
I didn't think that's pretty good. Near that pretty good much. Bit of rain.
It's a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Inch and a half. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
And it can fluctuate because my dad has different, we compare amounts all the time. He lives out by adding a church, and I need to get one at the store because it does vary where you are. So.
Oh, yeah. From my house to where the nursery was a big difference sometimes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 live this year on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com.
Mistake free live, no more taping.
Well,
I don't know about the mistake free part.
So far,
my co-host,
don't mess it up today,
Mr. David Rector, and we have two guests. One's supposed to be here. The other one I brought along because they did such a fine job with me last year. I mean, even Manning called me to tell me how good that show was. He don't
That's
ever
good.
Call me. So, Miss Lauren Mobley with Wild Birds Unlimited.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. And my lovely bride, Rhonda, is back again today to help us out. She and Lauren ran the show last time. I allowed her to just sit here and listen. So.
Good morning.
Morning, Rhonda and Lauren. I was wondering what Steve had done when I pulled up in the parking lot and Rhonda was with him. So I was like, must have crossed the line too many times this week.
Nah.
See, I pulled up and I said, yay, Rhonda's here.
I thought she came to see us. No, she just wanted to see Rhonda.
Well,
she came to see us and Rhonda being here.
As a bonus.
I'm like the icing on the cake.
I was about to say that. Good one.
That was a huge bonus.
I like some icing.
Anyway, we had a pretty good week. It was a little chilly in the morning, but usually by midday, it was pretty nice.
I kind of love that weather, kind of long sleeve or sweatshirt in the morning and take it off by lunch.
I don't like wearing that many clothes and not knowing what to wear and when to wear.
Well, we joke about that because you are still at work and me, we come to work and we have a pile of clothes Friday when you go home where you took off stuff. And man, we're not that smart. We lay it down and walk off and where's our jacket? And you get another one.
That's it.
Yep.
Steve's probably got 14 jackets that we have. So where'd all that clothes come from?
You're home in the morning. Where's my coat? Where's my coat?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Got to pull out another one.
And pollen was bad this week. The first real week of pollen, coating everything. But we were talking about it raining yesterday and all the green dust washing down in the parking lot. And it's fresh air out there today.
Yeah, pretty
feels
nice.
Good. Yeah, for a day or two, anyway.
I still got daffodils blooming, but most of them have already bloomed out, and they were gorgeous this year. The King Alfreds are the dominant one, but my mom went crazy and planted all kinds, and about half of them have died over the last 40 years. But
yeah, basically everything is busted out already. Bulbs and my hostas are coming out pretty good, and
my saucer magnolias, tulip poplars. Or tulip magnolias. I got two varieties, Alice and a Jane. And Jane blooms about 10 days later than Alice. They finally hit full bloom and it hit 31 degrees the next morning.
Did it hurt them?
No.
Yeah, it didn't. I didn't think
shocked.
It would. Yeah,
I thought they were trouble because they're just coming out. They're so tender. But it didn't bother them.
I think, you know, it was kind of breezy, which people think that's really bad, but really not for a frost. It kind of keeps it.
A little bit of wind keeps the frost from settling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can get frost at 35, 36 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody says it's always got to be below freezing. It does.
Well, it didn't hurt my encore azaleas. They are wide open. They've been blooming for like 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't understand that where they're planted against my house must be some microclimate because they just bloom all the time. Like,
well, that's not what you told me before. You said three of them bloom and then the
other
two.
Well, they're all
kind of
in sync now. Yeah, they're all kind of, I don't know what's going on with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got it together.
My Lenten roses are just gorgeous
right now. They will be.
So beautiful.
And that's the only thing that I know of the deer don't eat are the Lenten roses.
Haven't been touched.
Really?
Yeah,
it's the only thing I know of. They used to print books of stuff that were deer resistant, and had a landscaper come in one day, had that list. He said, I want all this. I said, it's not going to make it. The Lenten roses was the only thing out of 30 on the list that the deer would eat.
Oh, wow.
Well, they get hungry enough, they'll probably eat. A lot of things you don't like to eat either, but if you're hungry, you probably go ahead and get some.
Yeah.
Deer eat anything if he's hungry. I mean, it's just like us. You get hungry enough, it's amazing.
There's less and less out there for them.
Well, what's happening to us now, my cousin hit it on the nail. He's an avid deer hunter and all that mess. But the deer from TKK, which is way overpopulated, are swimming across the lake now and coming out over there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And the problem is they're so thick that there a lot of them are sick and all that. And
they are.
They were going to do a massive shoot-off and take out 300 or something. I think they got 30 and quit.
No, they did. They got as many as they wanted, but there's so many more. I heard they're having two and three babies at a time. A deer usually only have one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to keep up with.
What's Matthew sending us? Okay.
Oh, nice.
Free bird.
And we'll be right back with the ladies on the Gardener's Bench.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
It's the middle of winter. It's cold outside and your heat goes out.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't let this happen to you. Call me, Benny Etter, and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Don't wait. Call 803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day because I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
Okay, we're back to the Gardener's Bench in this.
We're going to keep playing that song because it seems like it rains on Friday and Saturday here. Like, we're in a pattern here.
I won't name his name, but I had an entrepreneur shop owner here in Rock Hill last week tell me.
Big word.
First 3 months of the year, last year, he turned over $100,000. First 3 months this year, he's done 60. And he couldn't figure out why. It's rained every blame Friday and Saturday, but one since
really
January.
Has,
I said, that's probably your reason. People make up their mind of what they're going to do on Saturday by the weather forecast. Well, if it rains, they plan to do something else. And if it turns out sunny, they still do something else. But if they plan to come see you, for example, it doesn't matter if it's raining or not, they're going to come
see
you.
Well, I hope that pattern changes because we do have Come See Me coming up in a couple of weeks. So we got to get off this Saturday and Sunday. Friday and Saturday rain.
It don't matter.
They'll
People
still
come out anyway.
They'll still come for Come See Me.
They will. But I got a lot of events that need some no rain.
Well, speaking of events, will we jump in with Miss Mobley here?
Yeah.
the 28th, which would be Thursday.
Thursday.
At Cherry Park will be the Easter Egg Classic. And Tommy and I think it was one of the first ones. They used to be at Fuel Park.
When Steve was a little boy, he went to this festival.
Steve
and Tommy.
And it was funny. The first one, they buried the eggs in the pine straw.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you should have seen it when it was over.
Oh,
they destroyed it.
Yeah.
So the next year, they laid them on top of the pine straw. And they went for the world record.
Yeah, they basically take them and throw them out all over the baseball fields, right? Yep. Softball field.
Well, it's have them lined up and they set them out and then they let them go. And I mean, it's by age groups.
Yeah, it would have to be. Those big kids run over the little ones.
I was out there one year and a lady was fussing at Mr. Stone because her 2 year old hadn't picked up any Easter eggs. He said, "Well, you need to let her go. If you're holding her, she can't go get Easter."
Right.
Yeah, so you got 4 days to really work your kids' legs, get them strong, teach them how to run,
exercise.
Teach them how to block out.
It's a
sight. Hey, I'm over here.
I forgot how many 1,000 he said they were going to have this year, but it's something.
That's incredible. Good, though. And
anyway, okay, what's up in the wild world?
Gosh, we're starting with nesting already. I mean, I shouldn't say already. The bluebirds are nesting. We've got a number of people come in, and their bluebirds have already built nests and are sitting on eggs.
Really?
Yeah. So it's an exciting time, of course.
Is that normal for the middle of March?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long does it take for eggs to hatch?
It depends on the bird. Bluebirds are a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's quick.
Yeah. Less if it's warm outside, more if it's cold outside, that kind of thing. So bluebirds definitely nesting. Of course, all your big birds are nesting. If you watch some of the eagle cams, the eagles have been sitting on eggs since snow. Like up in Decorah, Iowa, that's one of my favorite cams to watch. We're starting to get into nesting season. I've still got some of my winter migrants here. I've still got some juncos out and back. And I feel like they're usually gone by now, but they're still hanging around.
I had two geese stay all winter. That's kind of rare.
It's getting more and more common as we get more and more temperate.
Yeah.
We get them sticking around because we haven't had any snow now for, 2 winters in a row.
Been longer than that.
It just...
Couldn't mount anything. I got 2 geese. They came back. They left for a little while, but they came back in our neighborhood.
The babies left, but the mom and daddy had been coming forever. They just camped out down by the pond and stayed there.
It doesn't get cold enough for anybody to have to leave.
Yeah.
The food is still... abundant enough for a few to stay, not for everybody to stay. That's a big driver.
We're still going to get some cold.
Yeah.
Promise. You keep telling me it's not, but it is. And next weekend probably be the trigger.
Well, we'll see.
We always get it around
Said
Easter.
Steve next weekend.
Yeah, we always get it around
Easter's
Easter.
Easter's early, so.
Easter's really early this year.
Don't be planting tomato plants on Good Friday this year.
Nope.
I stopped by Bynum's place the other day. Tommy had to pick up something, and people were looking at vegetable plants, and it was still February.
But some of them have greenhouses and that kind of thing to get them started and strong before they get in the ground.
It's good to see people get excited about it. It is. It's not anything wrong with it. It's just live and learn, and if you plant them so many times they don't make it,
Mr. Matt, it's that time, and we'll be right back to the garden.
Okay, we need to talk about hummingbirds. She's right
here behind the glass.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter, here to make your weather better. If your heating system is having problems, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down and you're in the cold. Call me and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech Heating and Air at 803-327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench. I don't know what Matthew's doing there. Except
that's a bird is a word, man.
Yeah,
a bird is the word.
Bird is the word.
Yeah,
it's a bird thing because we have our good friend Lauren Mobley from Wild Birds Unlimited here today. Yep. So.
Okay, Rhonda, now's the time. Talk about your little...
My little hummingbirds or my little piglets that come to the bird feeders.
Both of them.
They are on their way.
They are. I read an article this week that praying mantis were bad for hummingbirds.
I've seen that coming up on a lot of things recently. The praying mantis, if you see one hanging out on your hummingbird feeder, go ahead and kill it. And you know I don't say kill a lot of things.
Yeah, you know I'm shocked.
I don't say kill a lot of things.
Man.
No.
But the praying mantis, it's not the American praying mantis. It's an Asian praying mantis, and it'll kill your hummingbirds.
It's an import.
It is invasive.
Asian thing.
It hopped on a freight coming over from Asia.
That's where most of them come.
Yeah.
And can be a real problem because they do. They'll hang out on a hummingbird feeder and attack, and they will kill your hummingbirds.
That's crazy. How would that thing kill a bird?
Something to watch out for. They're a lot larger than the American praying mantis. If you see a praying mantis, go ahead and you have my blessing to take it out.
Thank you.
Coming over when on all that T-Moo stuff.
Do we need to start putting out for the scouters to come through?
TikTok.
Well, some people are already getting out. I know David was saying his are out already. Mm-hmm. The key is make sure you're keeping the nectar fresh.
Mm-hmm.
With the cooler temperatures, you don't have to switch it out as frequently as you do when we get into the hot summer. But you still need to be doing it at least twice a week.
Okay.
Just to keep it clean, keep the bacteria from growing, keep mm-hmm. the mold from growing. The first hummingbirds that we get in are going to be males. They are scouts, and they are just coming through. So you may have a hummingbird at your feeder one day and then not see anybody for a week because the guy who's come in and hit your feeder has headed north.
Mm-hmm.
We start seeing them mid to late March, and there are I've totally blanked on the map that I watch, but there are maps on the internet that you can watch their progress as they move north. Wow. People will report them, so you can see when one shows up in the area. Mm-hmm. So when that's I cool. say they start showing up mid-March, that's early. One person has sighted it. Yeah. They aren't here in mass.
Yeah.
Most people are still not going to see them until early April. But yeah, definitely.
But we're almost there.
Almost there.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
So you can,
2 weeks.
Yeah, you can just Google hummingbird migration map, and that'll come up with a number of different maps.
That's neat.
And a lot of them will have archives from last year. So like you could look at last year's map and see when mm-hmm. the hummingbird was first seen in Charlotte. Again, it's a first sighting. It's not they are here en masse. But yeah, it's not too early to put your feeder out, especially if you're putting out a feeder that was really busy last year and you're putting it out in exactly the same spot. Mm-hmm. The birds will know where they are.
The feed stuff that I get from the store,
mm-hmm.
how long will it last in the refrigerator? Because I keep it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, it should last.
This is from last year, so is it going to be good for this year?
I would go ahead and get rid of last year's and start fresh.
Okay.
I mean, it'll last a few months, but okay. I wouldn't use last year's. Yeah,
because I know some people were asking me, well, I've still got food left from last year. I said, well, I'll ask and find out.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't use stuff from last year. Start fresh this year. And of course, you can always make it to one part plain white table sugar, four parts water.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can make one cup of table sugar to one cup of water or one tablespoon of sugar to four tablespoons of water. Just want to make sure that you're using that plain white sugar.
Yeah.
You don't want to use sugar in the raw. It's got too much iodine in it, which is really bad for the birds. You don't want to use red
sugar.
Food dye. You don't want to use powdered sugar, confectioner sugar. All of that stuff is very different. The red food dye, I know that there are red food dyes out there that are safe right now. I don't feel comfortable myself in deciding which one's safe and which one's not. I know that none is safe, so that's what I stick with.
Yep.
I missed the red.
You missed the red. You put the red on the feeder because what we're replicating.
It used to be pretty. It was red.
what we're replicating, though, is the flowers, the natural nectar. And the flowers are the red or the yellow or the pink or whatever. The flowers have the color. Natural nectar in flowers is clear. That's the way Mother Nature makes it. Mother Nature makes it clear, and that's what we're trying to replicate.
We've got imitation nectar now.
So, yes.
So if you don't feel like making your own, you go to Wild Birds Unlimited and they have some there.
Exactly. We can get you some.
I don't worry about them. That's her job.
That's right. You just get to enjoy them.
Okay. It's that time again. We'll be right back to the garden.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, and we're back to this, I guess, final little bit before we end it for the week.
We want to say hello to Dotsy McElveen. She's one of our favorite listeners. And my father, Wayne Rector, called in and or Facebook typed in, whatever you do. I don't know how you do that. But anyway, he had 1 inch of rain, so I win again. But he says he wins when he gets less is like golf. the low score wins.
So low score wins.
I had more rain. They had an inch out by adding a church. So.
And I'll say hi to Miss Dotsy too.
Yeah.
Knew that.
Lauren said Dotsy comes to her store, so that's good.
You've been a good friend of this show for a long time now.
Yeah, it's a good show to be a friend of.
And we appreciate it very much.
We need friends.
Yes, we do.
Whoa, you need friends.
Speak for myself.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
I still got a few stuck around somewhere, I think.
Yeah. So you want to tell everybody where your stores are? She's got two stores.
We got two stores, one in Rock Hill, our original location up on Celanese at the intersection of Celanese and India Hook and the Harris Teeter Shopping Center. They are open from 10 to 5 today because today is Saturday. Indian Land is out on 521. Across the street from Sun City. Yes. Like, what is that place?
I think you need to stay home on Friday night.
Last night was a late night, but Duke won, so that's all that matters.
Oh, that's right.
Basketball.
Who did beat?
I watched Duke last night.
Oh, wow.
They beat Vermont.
Thank you. Like, it wasn't Virginia, but it was a beat.
Everybody's bracket is busted.
Oh, my gosh. There have been some crazy
Vermont
upsets.
Catamounts.
When Kentucky got beat, just screwed
that screwed up. That screwed a lot of people up.
No, it did. It made me happy.
But, yeah, Indian Land's open from 10 to 6 today over in the shopping center with the Petco and the Home Goods and all of that big stuff.
And a Sunday over there?
Sunday in both now.
Both?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, we opened Sunday for the holiday in Rock Hill and have maintained that. Yeah.
Sunday, what hours is that? Same?
No, we actually 10 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very good. I tell you, those bird wreaths and stuff that you had during the holidays.
The holiday stuff.
I bought several of them and gave them as presents and
they worked
they
out real good.
And they do have more things than just bird stuff, too. There's little surprises in there.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, we like to have gift stuff.
We're open 8 to 2 today, Carolina Fresh Farms. Come on by there. 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.